here on Chasm Radio, broadcasting from the Minnesota Milk Dairy Conference and Expo today. And Gary, thanks for stopping on by, and so far having a good morning.
Yeah, so far the weather is nice. I know some of the years up here, you had snowstorms and icy roads coming into the Dairy Expo, so we can appreciate the nice weather we have this morning.
Is this the new Minnesota winter?
You know, it's kind of, you know, it does make you a little bit nervous. I mean, we don't look forward to all the snow because it costs a lot of money to move snow, and it's dangerous. But yeah, it does kind of make you a little nervous. With, uh-huh. You know, with the climate change, you know, we're in Minnesota. We're in a better shape than, say, Florida. Some yeah. of that, you know, if that all comes to pass, like, you know, a lot of the scientists are saying. So yeah, mm-hmm. but. At the same time, it makes you kind of wonder what kind of weather patterns are we going to be dealing with.
It's either we can blame El Nino or La Nina or Mother Nature. I'm not sure who to point fingers at anymore, but
yeah, it is. You know, and you know, we've seems like we're having more severe weather events. You know, we had a lot of rain last year, off and on, and I know the dairy producers had a hard time getting the hay put up without, you know, in between the rains. But you know, fortunately, we still ended up with a nice crop. But it was a challenge in some areas.
Gary, I think it just kind of falls into the realm of, you know, today a lot of folks are talking sustainability and also environmental issues. It really is modern agriculture. It's a big issue, a main priority for everybody, too.
Well, it is, yeah. It is. You know, right now we're looking at depressed prices on our commodities. You know, dairy is starting to get a little bit better, but it's still depressed economy. So it's tough times on the farm right now. You know, and we've had, coming off the last few years, we got to go back, well, 3 to 4 years now when we had, you know, good profits. So those profits have all been eaten up by now. And so it's going to be a challenging time. And how long this lasts, you know, nobody really knows. On the grain side, it's going to depend on Mother Nature.
Uh-huh.
You know, we've been fortunate enough in Minnesota. We've had good, in the country, right? We've had good crops, and that helps ease the burden with low prices. But it's, you know, it's still not the answer when you raise a big crop or a pretty, you know, bumper crop and still can't cash flow that crop, then we definitely got problems. And you know, that's in the livestock industry, we're looking at the same thing right now.
Yeah, back at home in your neck of the woods, was it a pretty decent would you say harvest? Was it a lot of people like the yields they saw? What did you hear, Gary?
The yields are good. We had, you know, it was overall, it, you know, a lot of people said it was the best crop yields they had, but you know, very good yields on corn and beans and sugar beets and area. The harvest started out real tough, real wet, and then it gradually eased off. We, you know, were able to get the crop out, but it was a challenge. Even tillage, there was some tillage that didn't get done, and there's still spots out there that haven't been harvested because they have to wait for the ground to freeze. But hell, in this last week, you know, we had about a foot of snow, and then a few days, well, 3 or 4 days later, we had the rain, so now the snow's all gone. So it's kind of, yeah, we don't know, you know. It's more like Iowa weather,
yep,
what we're experiencing now. So,
Gary, coming off the convention, we had a chance to talk at convention, 75th convention, went really well. Just kind of coming off that, what were some of your feelings after this year's meeting?
Well, it's good. It was always, convention's always fun. It's, you know, you get membership come together and debate policy, and that helps set our platform as we, you know, as we work on policy at the state and national level. And so, but you know, the overall concern, just like we talked about earlier about the price, is you know, surviving. You know, how are we going to make it through another year, and you know, hopefully things turn around. But I guess, you know, as a farmer, so we've always dealt with that. But with the high input costs now, it raises a level of concern that we haven't had for a while. You know, you get, you know, your real estate taxes, everything, inputs have dramatically gone up, and they're always slow in coming down.
Uh-huh.
You know, and real estate taxes, you know, unfortunately, as our land values have gone up, the taxes have been shifted more to the farmland. And when we're making a profit, we don't mind paying a tax, but when you can't cash flow, it's another burden that's tough to overcome.
I know, Gary, it was my first time I had to, or I got the chance to be a delegate and go through that process. It was an eye-opening process, you know, going through policy and going it, you know, line by line. Yeah. And it was a really eye-opening thing, and it really made you feel like, you know, you're a part of this whole movement going ahead, setting the policy. It really was an interesting experience.
It really is. We, you know, and, you know, the delegates take it very seriously. You know, you can, sometimes you can get hung up in 10, 15 minutes on just the wording of a phrase, you know, and the delegates do take it very seriously, and we get a lot of new delegates and young farmers, too, that come away, and they're very impressed that they felt they had a chance to participate, and, yeah, it's very open, and I guess that's we value that as an organization. That's, you know, the members need to set the policy, and we definitely, in the Farmers Union, they definitely do have a chance to do that.
Mm-hmm. We're coming up on a legislative session. It seems like it's going to be interesting, Gary, once this all begins here in January.
Yeah, well, you know, we have a turnover, you know, at a national level and a state level, you know, a big turnover in who got elected. And we don't know exactly where it's going to go, but, you know, we've always worked well together. You know, I guess it's hopefully we can put aside some of the partisanship and actually get some of the, get some stuff progress made. And I guess that's how we're going to approach it. You know, we're going to just, you know, keep working. Let's try and make progress. You know, the health care has been a big issue. And, you know, instead of blaming each side, they need to sit down and work it out. And so it's not only that, you know, you got regulation. There's a lot of areas that we can work together on, and we just have to do it. Uh-huh. We have to forget about how we, you know, running. The election's over. Let's get some work done. And I guess that's, you know, that's the frustrating part about, you know, politics. But I guess, you know, still, you can look at some of the third world countries that really don't have, you know, we can complain about our government, but, you know, I guess that's why we need to participate. Mm-hmm. So we end up with good government.
It's always amazing. You go, you know, we had this conversation the other day. You go to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're so what would you say? We don't have to worry about, you know, is that going to be there today or is that going to be there tomorrow? And then you got 10 different varieties to choose from. I mean, we're really lucky here in the U.S. I mean, we really just have a lot of food, you know, and it's hard to say that farmers just can't make it, you know, year to year. They have a tough going.
Yeah, it is. You know, yeah, we're very fortunate. You know, we do have, you know, the majority of us, you know, you can go in a store, you can get what you want. But, you know, the farming's always been a cyclical business, you know, comes, you know, but, you know, we're set up now with the low prices and the high inputs. You know, it does worrisome, you know, if interest rates start taking off, which at some point they will. Interest rates have been low for a long time. You know, it could put could really have a crisis in the farm economy. And yeah, it is unfortunate because, you know, the average consumer, you know, you have stuff to eat and they don't realize what it takes to get the product from our farm to their shelf or to their table. And I think everybody agrees we want to have a good supply and a good safe supply of food, but, you know, there needs to be a little more fairness in it. And, you know, so a lot of it is the globalization. The world markets has got a big play in that. You know, you know, and that's part of the thing, too, as you go into the next farm bill. We need to have a good safety net that actually does provide some protection to the farm. You know, we don't need to make money off the government, but you just got to have a level. You know, you go through these depressed times, we don't want to, you know, there's a lot of good farmers. There's good farmers out there that might be forced out of business, and that, you know, we certainly don't want that.
Gary Werdish with the Minnesota Farmers Union joining us here on CASM Radio. And I know Roger Johnson was at the convention, too, and he mentioned some of those issues. And, he, you know, the trade issue has been out there, too, and with the new regime coming in with Mr. Trump as well, there's a lot of unknowns there, too, in the national scene, Gary.
Well, there is. You know, and actually on trade policy, we probably agree with him on some of the trade policy stuff. But, you know, how you go about and implement it, I guess, you know, that remains to be seen. And, I guess we're hopefully we can work this out. And, you know, I guess you got to give him a chance to perform. And hopefully we can work together on some of these issues, and which would be to everybody's benefit. You know, we all like to trade, but, you know, we got to have a level playing field. And, you know, it's right now you talk, you know, the Canadian dollar is, you know, our U.S. dollar is so strong, so it's hurting our exports. You know, you got some Canadian here at the Dairy Expos, and there's some people that Canadian companies definitely have an advantage of manufacturing companies bringing their products into the U.S. over our American companies. And, you know, somehow we have to somehow keep, you know, the American companies or the farmers on a level playing field. If we can do that, you know, we'll compete with anybody. I think we've all known that, you know, whether it's our manufacturing or our farmers, you know, we with a level playing field, we can compete. That's really all we ask for.
Gary, after convention too, you guys are seeking a new president. What's that? How does that kind of plan out here and that role marching towards a new president for Farmers Union?
Well, President Peterson's retiring at the end of the year, December 31st will be his last day. So then, according to the Farmers Union bylaws, then within 30 days, we have to have a special election by the board of directors to elect a new president. So that'll happen, and then our normal term, that person that gets elected will just fill out the term till November, which would have been the end of Doug's normal term. So then that be, whoever gets elected will stand for re-election at that time. And, you know, at the present, I am running for the president position, and so we'll see how this all goes.
You know, I had a chance to ask a lot of people what's it like working with Doug, you know, his passion, his energy, enthusiasm. What's it like working shoulder to shoulder with a guy so passionate for agriculture?
Well, it's definitely very interesting. Doug and I have worked very close the last 7 years. I've been vice president 7 years, and I've known Doug longer than that, so I have worked with him longer than that. But, yeah, he's definitely got the passion, and you know, he's a very creative person. He's got a lot of good ideas, and you know, and there's nothing, you know, and the good part about that is you throw them, you know, some will stick and some won't, but if you don't try anything, nothing happens. So I give Doug a lot of credit for he's always been open, and he's been very, very creative, and very passionate for not only the farmer but the rural communities. And Doug's always had a saying when he was in the legislature, he had the right to be rural, and after this last election, I think it's very evident. You know, that some have forgotten that us rural people, out there, you know, the importance of being rural. And, you know, you go through, you know, right now the ag economy is depressed at the present time. But, you know, when we went into they call it the Great Recession, starting in 2008, 2009, you know, mainly because of Mother Nature, we had a couple of years of really good, strong commodity prices, because another part of the country, in mainly the I states, had a couple of years of drought. So we had world supplies were short on, were low on corn and beans and in the commodities. So in the United States, so we had a couple few years of high prices, so we made good profits. We basically, agriculture probably kept the country from going into a depression. Well, now it's flipped around. The rest of the economy is gradually improving, and now agriculture is, you know, in a recession. So, you know, but it does show, you know, if the ag wouldn't have had them few strong years, you know, the whole country would have probably been a lot worse shaped than we are.
And there's going to be a lot of battles coming up. There's going to be no lack of them, I'm sure, for agriculture.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that. You know, we got less than 2% of the nation as far, you know, farmers on the, you know, you go back, you know, at one time it was well over, you know, you go in the early years, it had been, you know, very high percentage of the country was farmers. So, but that, you know, as we get more and more removed, you know, you got less of the city people that have the direct connection to the farm, you know, that, so it'll be a challenge for us. And it's not only the farm, it's the rural communities, you know, educating the public.
Gary, one final question, too. We haven't had a chance to address, too. The new facility you guys moved into, and you guys have gone solar in just one huge way. Everything's been going well, right?
Yeah, it has. We had an opportunity to purchase. Well, we spent about 3 years on that project, and it came down to we ended up purchasing a building and remodeled it to fit our needs and moved in December 11th last year, so almost 1 year now. And when we purchased the building, as we're doing the remodeling, and I contacted a solar company that I knew and worked with, and I said, we want to put solar on the roof. Just put as much up on there as we can, and it's actually worked out quite well. Through the last, we turned it on May 8th, and up until now, where you start getting the shorter daylight hours. But up until the last month, we were providing about 40% of our needs, of our building's needs, through our solar panels. So, you know, it's going to turn out to be a very good, very, you know, good investment for us. I think the payback will probably be less, you know, 7-8 years. We'll have a payback on it. And there was times actually during the summer months with the long daylight, there was actually times we sold energy back. Well, now over the winter months, you know, obviously we'll be generating less, but I, you know, overall it looks like it'll be a good investment. And, you know, I think we need to do more in that. You know, it's, you know, we have to diversify our energy needs, you know, and as we'll just be a stronger economy, and whether you do it as a homeowner or a business, you know, it's no different than you get back in the 90s or so, the big thing about super insulated buildings. So, you know, that all helps. We have to continue going on that and be as energy efficient as we can, and frankly, we got to be as green as we can too. You know, there's maybe a cost to it, but then there's always you know, there's always a hidden cost if we don't go that way too. So it's been positive.
Well, Gary, we sure appreciate your time here at the Expo. Thanks for stopping on by today, okay?
Thank you, Joe, and thanks for being here.
You betcha. Gary Werdish, Minnesota Farmers Union, joining us here on Chasm Radio. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We'll have more Expo coverage here on Chasm Radio.